The conflict is creeping closer to Poland. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. A military base just miles away from Ukraine's border was struck by Russian missiles. Officials say at least 35 people were killed, more than 100 were hurt.
That training center has also been the host to U.S. troops in the past. We have some pictures from January of this year which show U.S. forces training Ukrainian forces at that base that was just hit. We want to emphasize, of course, that there are no U.S. personnel on that base as far as we are aware.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Outside the capital of Kyiv, Russian forces are advancing slowly.
Russian forces are shelling Ukrainian positions and neighborhoods on the outskirts of this city. We've heard the loud explosions over the past 24 hours and often air raid sirens going off, telling people to get underground immediately. The civilian population here is bracing for very bloody days ahead. Those who evacuate and can evacuate are doing so.
Fox's Trey Yingst. New heartache for some Ukrainian refugees who managed to escape the war. Officials in Italy say a bus carrying about 50 refugees overturned on a highway today, killing one of them, injuring several others. The cause of the crash is under investigation. There was a missile strike in northern Iraq.
At least a dozen missiles were fired toward the U.S. consulate in Erbil, Iraq. Senior U.S. official tells Fox News the missiles came from Iran. That official says none of them made contact with the consulate, which is new and unoccupied. And all U.S. personnel are accounted for, nobody injured.
That's Fox's Sue Guzman. According to state media in Iran, the regime claims it was striking secret Israeli bases. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There are Americans on the front lines in Ukraine. Paul served in the Iraq War.
I've been helping them train civilians, and then I've been helping them fight and defend Ukraine as this past 2-3 weeks of fighting has continued.
Ukrainian officials say more than 26,000 volunteers from 50 different countries have come to help the fight. Energizing Democrats ahead of the midterm elections. That was the job of Vice President Kamala Harris, who spoke yesterday at the Democratic National Committee's winter meeting. In addition to citing the party's accomplishments, the VP expressed support for Ukraine.
When I was meeting with our allies, I emphasized that the greatest strength that we share is unity, especially at this moment, as we stand together in defense of democracy.
Hours before the gathering in Washington, the vice president returned home from a trip to Poland and Romania. Plenty of criticism was leveled against the White House last night by former President Trump.
The Biden energy crisis and the Ukraine crisis are glaring reminders that America cannot be strong abroad if we are not first strong at home.
And we are not strong at home.
During a rally in Florence, South Carolina, the former president also threw his support behind two candidates running for Congress. They're challenging GOP incumbents Nancy Mace and Tom Rice. You may have heard the expression farm to table, but how about road to table? A new phone app in Wyoming lets people know about fresh roadkill in their area. Wyoming is one of many states that allows people to claim animals that were accidentally killed. Because of Wyoming's abundant wildlife, turkeys, moose, antelope, and deer are often found on roadways. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.